Chair, thank you very much. I would like to nominate Grace Joy.
Second. Thank you, Honourable Member. Any other nomination? I'll therefore hand over to Honourable Fakim. Okay. I second. Thank you very much. Good morning, Honourable Members, the officials, Parliament, and the PLO from Fiji. Today we are going to deal with the annual report of the Department of Women, Children and Persons with Disabilities. And we'll get a presentation from the researcher. The content advisor is a researcher. And the second one, it will be the presentation from the HE's office in terms of the findings from the department. And the last one is be the presentation from the Department of Women, Children, Persons with Disabilities. I've been informed by the Security Secretary that there's an agenda that has been circulated to do that. All of you. Honourable Members, do you have this agenda for the day?
Okay.
Committee request, can you circulate it through? That makes your work very much easier. I think they are going to make the copies. I think I'm the only one who is in the agenda. Should we then continue? Because the first position, according to the agenda, is the reading by the researcher and the content advisor on the Department of Women in the Presidency. Actually, the Department of Women, Children and Persons with Disabilities on the annual report for 2013-2014. Can we then continue? And the next item will be from 11 to 5 past 11, it is the chief rate. And from 11 to 1 o'clock, it will be the briefing by the HE, Auditor General of South Africa, on the audit outcomes of the Department of Women in the Presidency, Women, Children and Persons with Disabilities, and the Commission for Gender Equality for 2013-2014. And after that, I think it will be lunch time, just for members to get even a cup of break, because it will be a long presentation. From 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock, it will be lunch. I'm not quite sure if it's lunch or our own, or have you organized something? I couldn't expect us to have something for us. Okay, that will be set here. And from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, it will be the briefing by the Department of Women, Children and Persons with Disability, on the annual report for 2013-2014. From 3 o'clock, it's tea break. From 5 past 3 to 4:30 is continuation on the presentation, including question and answer. From 4:30 to 5 to 5 is consideration and adoption of minutes and the third term committee program. Lastly, that's the clock way for the enclosure. I think you have it now, you don't circulate it, right? Do we agree, can we then adopt the program for the day? Any
Thank you, Chair. I want to move forward to the adoption of the budget.
Thank you very much, Honorable Prince. Honorable Robinson, do you have anything?
Yes. Chair, I just wanted to ask.
Yes, can you put your mic on?
Sorry. I have been here for a long time. I just wanted to ask whether we could possibly consider making the lunch break a little shorter. I think we've got a full hour for it.
Okay.
And I have to leave early, I mean before 5 o'clock.
And if I could be available, it would be helpful. But if not, I do understand. Okay. What is the comment for others? Remember, was proposal to adopt the setting, the proposal for the setting, the lifetime. Do we agree, Honorable Pengu? Agree. Okay. So our lifetime, we are not many. I think 10 minutes will be fine for us, no? Okay. Thank you very much. Can we then allow this, we will have the waking breakfast, no? Because all of us, I think, we are not a breakfast. So while the content advisor is presenting, let's start something for breakfast. Can we then allow Kashiba to... Oh, Chris will be the first one. And I think all of members, I don't know whether am I alone. I've just received the annual report today. And even the... Normally we get a week before or 2 days before we get our annual report, the analysis by the researcher, and the presentation usually by the department, we'll get it on time. But in this time, all of us, we are just received it today. Maybe can we just get a reason why this approach to this time from the committee to the first? Because a lot of committees, unfortunately, we are not going to do that to the presentation today, and all of us should. Consideration?
Thank you, Professor. The department has tabled the... departments are supposed to, all departments and entities are supposed to table their annual report by the 50th of September. But our department tabled very late. And I think we got in the all the copies of the annual report up around... And then what I did was to request the electronic copy from this document so that I can circulate it to members. That's usually what I did. And then we put those the hard copies in the pigeonholes of the members. Thank you. In terms of the presentation, I have expected the public presentation on time, but yesterday, after pressure that I put for them, they said to me, they emailed to me, but unfortunately I couldn't receive it from my email. I think they have a phone on their site, and they brought it after the copies and emails to me. So I hope that the presentation today.
Thank you very much. Remember, do you have any comment that the explanation why the annual report was not received on time by the members of parliament? Or you can make your own comment on the department is here. Okay, should we then continue? Honorable Chu?
Yes.
Oh, and Honorable Jackie will be the second one. I will test Honorable Chu. You'll be the second.
If there's a question, they should have shifted. Let me see, so that all of us can be accommodated. Because despite that you send an electronic document, you're not sure if everybody can access it. So you can't guarantee that people have read it. So all of us did not read the document. Or you should have even tried to courier the document. One way or the other. I don't know other methods that you use except for the electronic version. But if any report campaign is not the fault of the secretary, that you should have both programming and they want to shift our team to the following week because of the improvement that department, so that they can ensure that the department was supposed to be the job.
why are you punished instead of the disciples?
Thank you very much. Okay, speaking, Father Gossius, number 10. Just to check if there are any assistance needed in the performance that I was receiving from fairly early yesterday, which is suitable for me. I'm getting the tools, electronic tools, information. So from that side, it wasn't too much of a problem, but then I don't mind giving it on the Monday before. Others may need it. Actually, we agreed, the code was tabled just based on the law by law, we have to submit to the positive or positive case. So our department is going to study questions that must be asked to the relevant department. So tonight, let's check it now, because even others have to fix their team, they have to fix the electronic. And I think some of us, we had a problem with some the device, by the aging for CGD only, not to say any other coach. Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you. I'm trying to find a way to sit so that I can
come up to the back. Do you want?
If we just look at where employees are located. And this is something that's been continuing consistently with the department. So majority of employees are employed in the administration building, which has been financed in 11 through close. And at the end of the initial year, 90% of the workforce. So again, it's a company that's where most of your staff is in the administration program. And so the personnel costs are also hired under the administration program at 45.7 million, which amounts to 70% of the total personnel costs for the company. When you look at the personnel costs by salary level, it appears that more than half of the personnel costs, 46.7% is spent on three mentioned levels, and 25.9% is spent on salary levels 9 to 12, which is categorized highly skilled supervision positions. So I think probably most of your salary, most of your posts are within senior management levels. In terms of staff turnover, 19% left the department in 2013-14, of which six are resigned, 5 were transferred to other departments, were the result of the contract expiring, which 7 persons, and 1 person was dismissed due to misconduct. They also indicate that a total of 46 persons were appointed or transferred into the department. However, 16 of those appointments were temporarily contracted. And then they also indicate that 1 employee was on suspension for the duration of the financial year at a cost of 653,000 rand. There is a thematic overview of consultants that they used. They indicate that they used consultants for 5 projects in the financial year to the value of 1.5 million rand. And in terms of giving us an indication of how many consultants or how many people were working for projects in terms of consultants, they only give us a breakdown of one of the projects. I think they indicated that they were 8 consultants. So we don't know how many people received all their money as a consultancy. In terms of staff development, in the previous financial year, the department had been able to provide lots of opportunities for the staff. There were 142 skill programs that staff identified, and the department only managed to provide 43 training opportunities. However, in this financial year, they managed to improve on that and provide an access to 82 training opportunities for staff. One concerning thing, I think, that only probably in terms of the focus and the output of the department, maybe they're all very concerned about are we getting value for money. So in terms of performance rewards, the communication is that only 2 people receive performance rewards. However, it's the combined value of 93,000 rand, which means each of those persons receive 46,500 rand in performance bonus for only 2 people. And nobody in any of the other countries that receive any. In performance rewards, and the person who goes into your management position. That I think is a question that members need to ask. As in previous years, they still have not been able to employ or implement an employee to concern them, but they indicate that they have appointed an employee who helped them wellness coordinator and they have a school to monitor for their staff. There are certain issues in the terms of Filipino management service positions, and I think it's something that in 6 months our folks will be better than the advertising folks. So this problem has not managed to do that in the financial year. There's still a number of management positions vacant. And also, I said a report and a report that indicates that of the 35 persons that they have in their management, only 19 attend performance contract at the end of May last year. And they said that there was a lack of orientation on the required templates used for performance contracting, that there were capacity constraints on competing priorities, which resulted in supervisors and supervisees not being able to discuss and agree to contracted performance, and that there is a culture of performance management and development within the department. And that is concerning if you're looking at within performance within the department, if you have performance contracts not being concluded, that is concerning. So the key question there is that, firstly, what was the nature of the temporary contract with the department in 2013-14? There were 16 people that were appointed on contract basis, in what positions to do what. What is the nature and status of the suspension report and on the search and temporary report? What measure does the department implement to ensure that the performing contracts are fulfilled in time? what kind of status of vacancy. And then it's measurable even when we have acceleration from the AG. They indicated that when it's important to use consultants, there should be a little field transfer so that in future departments are able to undertake some of those services themselves. So in case where the report indicated that the consultants for hiring the project has had any field transfer to employees of the department. And then clarity in the high performance version space for the two employees. Over the day in the recovery, the department indicates that they were able to strengthen their risk management and internal functions by appointing a director of risk management and having a functional audit committee. So in the report, there's an overview of the activities that the audit committee undertook, and they also identified areas of concern the audit committee. Among those studies, the field services and implementation of the basic plan for adults, to a desk control okay? And what are performance indicators which should not be the smart principle. And that all of the has consistently been a problem within this department, and so I'm making this report is saying that there were agreed to collective plans to address those weaknesses, but there's no implementation of that, so we also need to know why that has been affected. The report of the AG in the report also highlights that there are still significant internal control deficiencies that resulted in non-compliance of certain regulations. It also finds that the nation this department did not implement effective controls to ensure accurate and complete financial statements. Also, the internal audit function is supposed to submit quarterly reports to detail the performance against the annual internal audit plan. That also did not happen. And so, although the department indicates that they've improved the internal audit function, the AG points out that the internal audit function is still not sufficiently satisfied, and the issue with all the data in the previous financial year. The accounting office of AG and the report indicates that the department made significant improvements in ensuring compliance with supply and management, and that led to a reduction in the number of incidents of irregular expenditure. However, the AG points out that in terms of procurement and contract management, there are instances with contracts and quotations were awarded to bidders based on quotations that they had addressed to those that the regional invitations were bidding and quotations. So the regional bidding quotations were sent out, some were being put by being to a different set of criteria, and that's also the regional ground continuation of changing the regulation. So key question there is that the authority can identify so services in the regional collective plan as a list of departments. What were the reasons for the discrepancy? What's the nature of the discrepancies in criteria insofar as the awarding of business contracts are concerned? And what measures, if any, are departments in place to address and mitigate the identified risk and concerns for the next financial year? If we turn over the page, we start looking at the financial performance of the departments. A lot of the work on the interaction with departments on the fourth quarter reports and their first quarter reports, we also cover some of this information. So they received a fund association of 198.3 million for the financial year, of which 53 million is the grant for the Association for Gender Equality, which is the department with operating budget of 135.3 million. The report under-expenditure to the amount of 6.9 million there. That fee below there just indicates what they expect for closing. So most of the under-expenditure occurred in the administration program, which is 7.3 million, and the rest of the disabilities program, 2.5 million, and they indicate that that is primarily due to raising costs. In 2013, the agency is a chapter and associated part to the proposed committee, and just a little diagram there of how they indicated the money would be spent. The safety just not to go away. So if you look at that, it's clear that outside of the payment to the CTE, the greatest grant of the budget is in the administration program, which is 9%. And then also looking at the figures that put in the annual report, this is just a reflection of that in terms of how the money was then actually spent. You see that it was more. In most of the programs, except the short grant of the response budget program, where they spent 65%, and then in the Director of People with Disability Program, they understand that program. So also, the previous working data indicated that it is mindful communication needed as part of the development of the equitable conversation. Not sure whether those figures are reflected in the course of the administration program or we will see that being reduced. If we look at donor funding, the report indicates that the donor funding declined to the rate of 5.95 million. That is approximately 2.25 million more than the previous financial year. It is put that the funding was primarily used to grab into the service and to generate funds and economic empowerment. However, if we look in the annual report, I can make sure they indicate the amount, what they got from, what they got from who, it indicates that the value of the loan funding is 5.7 million, and not the 5.1 as depicted in the DG's report. And they also, in the next register, is an amount that they see from the request in cash for 647,000. So the total amount of loan funding is actually 6.4 million. And not 5.1 million. And then also in this list of donors that they indicate, they also have some items to receive that don't have any monetary value cash. And it's also not clear from all of those for exactly what the money was used. In some instances, they indicated with a sponsorship of flights and accommodation, or t-shirts, or not in anything to they actually receive what the donorship was for. So the largest contributor of the donor funding was the National Lottery Board, the 2.5 million, the UNFCA, 1.6, UNICEF, 647,000, and the UNCYPD, 686,000. So there is a discrepancy between the actual the amount of the UNICEF support and the actual amount if we add all those amounts up. So as always, the quality of the case that I had sufficient funding for them to be able to get at all the activities that they want to, and so they to establish partnership and work collaboratively with possible. So this is commendable that they're trying to do that, work collaboratively with other departments, but some of the funding that go to say in which to which core activities that they budgeted for within their own annual performance plan. So it's concerning in that they receive extra money for money which they will function with the budget for. Why was that the case? The two key reasons are clarifying the differences in the report amount and what funding we see from others to poor activities for which one funding was provided and it is clarified. The strategic report and the agency report also reflected in the annual report. So the report received an unqualified response from the OECD General to a statement of matter, and they found that the AG found that segment of methods to orders in the quality phase as per the stamps requirement by the CFMA. They stipulated that key on the section of the farm, which was subsequently corrected after submission of the office. Secondly, there were insufficient internal controls to complete an accurate financial statement, and even though internal audit was established, it wasn't adequate to resource and didn't function in those cases. And all the funded vacant posts were not called to 2 months as required by public service regulation. Now the DG stated that there was no unauthorized expenditure for the financial year. However, they had seen that the regular expenditure to the value of 3.8 million and people that were through expenditure of 15,000 rand. The regular expenditure is as a result of partial compliance with supply chain management practices, and people that were through expenditure is as a result of penalties charged on transactions of flight and flight in the telecommunication. Now, in the AG report, it appears that the department has checked out a total amount of 41,000 in people who are doing expenditure, 26,000 of which related to the previous financial year. So that's not reflected in this figure. They indicate 41,000 in actual fact, 41,000 from the previous year, plus the 40,000 for the financial year. And also in terms of the legal expenditure, the financial statement indicates an amount of 3.9 million for the bulk of the legal expenditure related to several agencies at 2.3 million, and the remainder goes into supply chain management services at 1.1 million, and then there's 419,000 related to human resource management. Now, this department reports that there are investigations underway, so there's a supply chain management services related to legal expenditure, but they're not saying what they're doing to get the other legal expenditure, especially with 2.3 million related to several agencies credit to be that it's clarified. So it's important that our patients by the Auditor General should have been, the two they were also identified last year, the same one. And secondly, should have been identified in that particular department. So what questions being what mechanisms have department put in place for their internal control observations? They must clarify the discrepancies related to the UIT system with expenditure. And what strategy of expenditure with regard to television receipts as well as the business and waste expenditure for cancer flags and accommodation related to what we did or why we did use the cancer loan flags and the accommodation and recurring of penalties. In terms of terms and performance, as I indicated, members have had effects of this when we had the action of the department previously when they intended continuity course. So we've just identified the targets that they have marked met in the financial year for each of the programs. So under administration, there are three targets that didn't achieve. Firstly was the 365-day plan of action that they were going to coordinate. Secondly, staff satisfaction rate survey and report on events and coordinated activities. So the reason for not achieving that goal, the first one is that the CEO of the National Council on Gender Violence only joined the department in the middle of the financial year. The 365-day action plan is not something that's part of the department, it's an activity that they've always been involved in. So I'm not sure how the fact that the CEO of the National Council on Gender Violence joined the department in the middle of the financial year is the reason for them not being able to reach their goal. So just in terms of questions and concerns there, all the targets that they haven't met, they defer them to the second quarter of the financial year. And have they been met? If not, why not? As we indicated at the beginning, it comes to some of them being transferred to other departments and you've rolled them over the course two of the financial year. Are you able to meet those targets and what's the kind of status of it? There's just a breakdown in terms of the expenditure per program. So for the administration program, the budget was 89.9 million, of which they spent in 2.4, so it's an under expenditure of 3.4 million. You know, to serve the two women and found in equality. Again, there's an indicator that they had to attend all the targets that they set up for the financial year. The third was allocated at 5.2 million, which 53 million is transferred down to the CGE, which is the department with an operating budget of 2 million again. We have to serve three chosen graduate possibilities. But only one target is not achieved, that's the one relating to the child communities and communities model. They indicate that the reason for deviation there was that the application was identified in the facility for 5 years longer than expected. So what the service in this regard can derive solid time on the first quarter of 2014 being met. They achieved a total of 9.3 million for that program, of which they spent 9.2, leaving under expenditure 163,000 rand. And then the final program being from the course, so that's the specific facilities. Three goals are being met. First is the number of facilities that cancer is coordinated, having signed by the draft universal access framework, and having a number of reports on the status of facilities published. And most of the time it's because of capacity constraints. So what the department has done is capacity constraints of the program to ensure the focus on it, and such that it will be spent, and will they be able to implement this project in the that should be working for the management policy. The program received 13.6 million, of which that's 11.1, meaning an expenditure of 2.5 million. And the department goes to 300 underspending on the program for. So this in conclusion, the department table also the 30th of December deadline. Overall, it's well written a fair section of the work, but in terms of checks and balances, there are quite a number of discrepancies in terms of previous discussions in the DG board and the checks in the financial statements. So that's something that the department needs to address, and then particularly the performance of program 4.
performance is done. When you engage with finalists, the next document which shall be handed out is preparation for the budget review recommendation report 2014. Thank you, members. So following on from Crystal's presentation on the annual report, given the tight time frame, we have to table our budget recommendation report on the 24th of October. So in terms of meeting time, we literally have this week and next week. By next week, we need to prepare and adopt our interest award. So, we have very little time to sign our engagements often with the department for us to look at any additional coming each. We will have the opportunity to ask the department questions and vitality. So, what I have done is to take documents that help us in preparation for next week. I pulled upon the teeth and some crystal analysis of the annual report and also reflected a bit on what we had recommended in the 2013 DRR. So just in synopsis, in terms of the annual report, to reiterate what Crystal said, it should be important for the committee to ascertain from the department in terms of a mandate, vision and mission. Will that be changing? And if that changes, how will that change, even in terms of the budget? Because members' recommendations for these support cards will impact directly on the shape and outcome of the department going forward. So as much as we step back on their performance, members have the opportunity to give commentary on the budget in terms of the way forward. The second bullet on the first page, in terms of transitional arrangements. In the annual report, the Minister and the Dean should make reference to the child rights programs as well as the disability rights activities. This, as we know, is a new section of 1340. But going forward, there is no clarity as to how the department would hand over investigations and activities and also ensure that what they implemented, the Department of Social Development, will actually carry on the problem through. So I think it would be important to ascertain, based on the commentary and input that the committee gives to the department today, how will this department ensure that social development picks up on all the recommendations, comments, suggestions and concerns going forward. And it will also reiterate the structure of the department. With all the recommendations and concerns being made today, it will be important for us to ascertain will the structure for the department change? If so, then I am going to say the same as in the annual report. If it changes, what does it mean? In terms of your vacancy rate, if it changes, are you or the department proposing more posts, new posts, additional posts, or changing posts? Again, it would be important to ascertain from the department, even though you're existing on 1340, going forward, what is your recommend that they to be done? In terms of unmet targets, about 2 weeks ago, we had a meeting with some of the departments in terms of the fourth quarter and the first quarter. Members noted concerns about issues and activities that were not met and recommended what should be done to ensure that we catch up. Again, with a commentary for today, we were able to ascertain from the department how will they catch up on all the targets that were not met for 1340 plus quarter one, which they had already dealt with 3 weeks ago. So we actually looking at quarter two, three, four for them to catch up on everything that's outstanding from the previous financial year, as well as quarter one. In terms of the wage bill, in the commentary by the Minister and the DG in the annual report, that has reference to the fact that the bill has been dealt with by the NA and the NCRP, and that now we need to issue a
on regulations and so forth. However, it's important to note that when the portfolio committee dealt with the bill, it referred to the NCRP, they deliberated, and there were amendments by the NCRP. In terms of the process, it should actually come back to the NA for us to consider those amendments to decide whether we accept, reject, or whether it goes to mediation. And so that process that I've wished for is not complete. But furthermore, it's also important for members to reflect back on when the minister briefed the committee. The minister actually indicated that the bill will be looked at for further consultation. Now that in relation to what is annual report and it is to gain clarity, what's the status of the bill, what's the intention to look at further consultations or not. But if there's further consultations from the department, it invariably means that NA can't actually look at the recommendations from the NCRP if the department's considering any changes to the bill. In terms of page 2 campaign, the department places much emphasis on the campaigns, advocacy, initiatives and awareness raising. Consistently in the first parliament, the previous portfolio committee has indicated we need to determine what the impact of all your campaigns, initiatives and awareness raising. Our beneficiary members always raise to what extent are taking these campaigns to rural areas, because in any constituency members have said my community doesn't know these initiatives. So again, it's determined from the department today. In terms of your campaign, how is the department functioning and evaluating its impact? What's its reach as its negative thing? In terms of investigation, this is pulled out from the annual report. It refers to on page 134 claims against the department in terms of malicious CV. And then makes another legend on page 159-154 together. Again, it's to understand what are those claims about? Is one about CCSA, is one about dependency, and then is one about travel and car. Again, it's to understand what are the investigations all about, has it been complete, are there any outstanding matters. Furthermore, in terms of investigations, the annual report also refers to the Foxman's report. It indicates that the minister, the former minister, has briefed the committee and indicates that process is complete. The minister correctly did brief the committee in November 2013. At that stage, the minister indicated to the committee that there were still some issues that needed to be finalized complete in relation to substance. But that is somewhat different to the reporting in the annual report again for the committee to ascertain either substance and all the issues are they finally complete, and if there are any additional activities that still need to be done, what are these and what are the implications? In terms of donor activity, again, it's just to highlight there are many activities for donor funding in relation to matters related to children and persons with disabilities, that program. If we hand it over to social development, in terms of cost, it's also about activities with donors. What, in terms of hand over activities and reporting to donors, has been done from the department side in this regard. But I think more importantly, in terms of Crystal refers to use of consultants in terms of donors, is for us to the committee to activate. If he has received funding for the core activities and received donor funding, what are the consultants doing and what are the department doing? So the money received around gender-based violence, with all that money spent for consultants to use the report, because the department has budgeted for that activity, what do those officials do in the contribution towards that activity? From number 3, what we have in this table are all the recommendations that the Peace Portfolio Committee has done in the DOR. And we've calculated in accordance with our areas. And just to highlight, in terms of financial performance, the committee really urged the department to submit monthly reports, so that the committee has an understanding of what the challenges are, what the difficulties are. Again, this did not happen in the way that we envisioned. I think maybe initially we did see, but then it stopped. But I think the other important issue to note when we engage the Auditor General on page 8 of the Auditor General's report. The Auditor General notes under C5 material edits So you could start with and not establish the daily and monthly controls to show complete and accurate financial statements. This is by the AG. Again, it's the committee to ascertain what's the change around the monthly report. If the AG is taking time, they're unable to commit to us because our stories are oversight in terms of their financial performance. What's the change around there? In terms of turnaround strategy, again, we are in relation to the reporting to the previous briefing, quarter one and quarter four. What are the outstanding metrics and where and how will they be captured? As we turn over these, in terms of human resource issues, again, the vacancy is to ascertain what the current vacancy rate is proposed in the new organogram of the looking at additional vacancies. The other important issue is around the school audit. In the fourth column, the previous committee really urged the department to finalize the field audit with the key concern was about capacity. Capacity to be able to implement that activity and to effect the mandate. Again, it's to determine what is the field audit capacity, what is the outcome, because going forward, if you have to new organograms, new mandates, the change vision and mission, how are we capacitating the existing staff members? I think the other important issue is around compliance with policy and laws, and as before mentioned by the page 5 around the governance and business foundation, last year it was recommended that official grant training and that they get the best of our policy. Again, it's to determine from the department, are all officials adequately trained to understand CFNA as well as national security regulations? How are our officials being kept with the risk of policy changes and development? In terms of performance development plan, again, this relates to capacity and performance contracts. The committee recommended it should be completely related to the performance contracts. Again, to find out, has been put in place. Finally, on page 3, in terms of support staff and core staff in equity. Last year, the committee recommended that it's really costly if the core care programs, women, children, and certain disabilities are responsible to look at advocacy, energy, capacity building, surely they should be capacitated. Again, from what the school is saying, we're looking at 97 out of 111 core support staff, not core, but support staff administration programs. That's really important in terms of core staff that has to drive the mandate of the department. And we turn overly in terms of infrastructure. I think it would be important to return last year the challenge of housing all the staff in one holding. This year they have relocated. Is everyone in the same space? Are there any challenges? In terms of performance of program one, last year the concern was how visible is the department. How improving the image of the department. Again, service from the department. What's the market of success in this regard? Collaboration. The committee was really clear they need to collaborate with the teachers, the public service commission, and within the department. Again, to determine how has this benefited. What are the tangible outcomes in terms of how the committee can assess whether this collaboration has actually improved? In terms of monitoring and evaluation, the committee recommended that of all the reports that are presented, that the findings should be disseminated. This should be made now. Again, it's to ascertain the federal chamber audit, obviously at the 250 target, have it disseminated the information. More importantly, did these findings make an impact? In terms of the policies of the department, in the previous financial year, they presented to the committee four key policies. Integrated monitoring and evaluation, strategy, mainstreaming framework, an advocacy strategy, and institutional support and capacity building. It's important to note that in the annual report for this year, the annual report has reference to the fact that the third one, the integrated monitoring and evaluation, was actually developed in 1340, but actually, this is related to the committee the previous financial year. The committee wanted that all these policies to be implemented now. Again, as we return, have these policies been implemented? How are the departments knowing about this, as well as all other organs of stress? Any good departments understand how these policies work? Good policies. planning, around the issue around policies, around the National Plan of Action for Building, the draft policy, visibility rights, and policies pertaining to women's empowerment and gender equality. Policies have earned respect if they process, because they have a bearing on other departments. So other departments need to have a clear understanding as to what are the cost implications. In terms of the disability policy and the women's policy, has it been finalized? And when will it be finalized? The other key important thing is around laws, the national policy for women empowerment and gender equality. How does it actually differ to the additional policy around the national gender policy framework for the department? In terms of treaty compliance, the committee has engaged the department around issues around countries. Again, it's to determine the challenge they had in the fourth parliament was departments not submitting the correct information for it to compile the report. So what have they done in diligently going forward for this GDS cycle to ensure they actually receive the information for all the various departments to compile the report? And how will they ensure that they actually meet the deadline for all these reports, both to the UN and the AU? And then finally, in terms of the National Council on Gender-Based Violence, I think from when lots of our engagements with DG, the DG indicated the military requested to look at the council. The council in relation to other structures within government and where it should be best located. So ascertain if it's followed up, will it be moving, if it moves, where it moves to. Besides the establishment of the CEO, what did the council achieve in the 34th financial year? That's really important to determine. What primary factors, and more importantly around the main theory. What the committee had recommended last year was, as opposed to the administration program and the company, doing the plans, doing the advocacy, doing the energy, surely this should be mainstreamed into the core program. Because violence affects women, affects women, affects persons with disabilities. And they all focus around research, energy, and advocacy. Again, it's determined how has the council been able to work with these other three programs. So that, within funding, is just some of the key issues we need to look in terms of stipulation for BOR, and also captured issues around the annual report. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Christy. Thank you. Thank you very much, Ashika and Christy. I think this was indicated even in our training workshop, that there will be a VRR report will be prepared behind the kitchen. You know, when we are dealing with annual reports, there will be this report of preparation of the VRR report. So this, I think, is going to assist us to make sure that we finalize our VRR report for submission the next week before the table return, or 2 days after the table of the NCVPS, because next week the Minister of Finance will be taking next week on Tuesday, week on Thursday, on the 22nd, will be taking the NCVPS. So we must then adopt our VRR report to be sure after the presentation and the figure of the NCVP. So I think this is assisting the committee in making sure that we finalize our work on time. And thank you very much. All members, do you have any comments or input to the presentation, to both presentations, and I quickly and Kashiba? I think to me, quickly and Kashiba, maybe just to assist me, I agree with you in terms of the issues that are raised here, because we have been raising them even in the previous parliament. All the issues which have been raised in this document, we have been consistent, especially for the committee. But I also want to check if we don't, or the department is not having any good story to check, because it seems as if, you know, everything is not up to college. probably that's anything, you know, any program or any project or whatever. I know that you have submitted the council report, you gone all out to engage the stakeholders, they had some yes campaigns, even though the voice of how they did not have any impact. I know that in the wage program 2, there were some interactions and some of the surface stories that they have done. But I just want to check because I've not submitted any report. Is there any page or somewhere, any clause, any paragraph somewhere, wherein we can say this? You know, we can't just present it as we are asking for this just negative thing. There must be someone who is, you know, because our failure is, their failure is our failure too. So there must be somewhere wherein we are also convinced that though we have done, we have not done well to this department, but these are some of the questions that we can be able to share with the public. Thank you very much. Can we then call the... Oh, it's actually great, but Asia was supposed to come and present around 5 past 11. Are they around? So we can have the team.
Because and we have any apology concerns.
Because I can see that all of my kids is not here, all of my family members is not here. And yeah. All the committees that are together. The apologies and are now Honorable Robinson and Honorable Dick to make a comment. Honorable Kaula from the ELS, she attended with another piece of water sanitation. Honorable Jacob, also she attended the basic education. And then Honorable Machine is the special issue of the children. I think it's also a great foundation.
If I can just add to that, that she just sent me if the next day there'd be a problem with the flight. She'd arrive for the day and arrive.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello, my
friend. Thank you, Uncle Che. Uncle Che, I would like to attend another meeting at Sola. I would like to meet next week.
Okay, thank you very much. Do we need a quorum? I think I should be guided. It's just a presentation. We need a quorum when we adopted the VR admin. Okay. No, thanks a lot. I think you'll be excused. I want my children to train us and I'll convince you about it. Thank you very much. Let's have a chief strategy break while we're waiting for the AG to come and bring. Thank you very much. Thank you.